第三个咧就查询坑口香蕉爆窃案系文件111号系李贤浩议员提出嘅，就请大家参阅警务处嘅文件第125号啊，请其他议员睇下有冇其他意见，或者警方有冇嘢想补充。如果冇冇就阿李贤浩议员系。
系。多謝主席。其實在2月2日我就收到一份就關於比西貢區議會的一份信，就是警務處 send 返過來給我們的，當然是回顧一下他們過去一年的豐功偉績。在第四頁裏面其實有講到巴士案在2020年的上半年就上升了 47.1%， 專門下跌就去到 12.5%， 就222。咁啊跌咗299宗，去到2095宗嘅。咁有580个成功咧就侦破咗，450人咧就被捕，破案率咧系 27%。但系根据咧我同将军澳警民关系组嘅联络咧，知道咧坑口香蕉咧过去一年咧有大概有50宗嘅爆窃案，破案数字咧但系其实系得唔到嘅。咁我想问咧就系其实会唔会系香蕉比较难去破案啦，定系其实你哋有其他嘅方法系需要改善咧？唔该，主席。
好，睇下警方有冇回应。好，唔该，眼 Sir。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I'd like to respond to Mr. Ryan Lee. Clearly, it's a lot more difficult to crack these cases in the rural area than in other areas where there may be a significant amount of other additional evidence available, such as CCTV, this type of thing. The other thing is that the way that people come into the rural area is not particularly restricted to the roads. People can also come by sea and then climb up on the hillsides, etc. So it is significantly more difficult to detect these cases than perhaps other cases in other areas.
另外呢，警方在他的年度的工作報告，即是計劃面，即是我們上次都通過了各個部門的計劃面，在爆竊罪行的部分就都有個除了現有的領保計劃、協安計劃、鷹眼計劃之外呢，都有個捲星行動。或者警方想唔想提一提呢度，或者跟住因为都有而家都有啲议员呢係鄉郊同事啦，咁即係除咗鄉事委員會之外，都希望鄉郊同事可以即係嚟緊可以帮手多少少参与相关嘅宣传啦，係咪好。有冇补充
Basically, the techniques that we employ on rural burglary have not changed an enormous amount. What I would say, though, is since around December, we've had sufficient manpower to enable us to do a few more issues. Particularly, we make use of blue light patrol. So although we may not necessarily be able to have officers on the ground in all locations, we will send vehicles with crew on board around a number of villages during a particular shift, particularly during night time with the blue light on, which seems to be some kind of a deterrent. For example, in the year to date so far, there have been just 2 burglary cases, so it seems to be having some effect. In addition, we have starting to do something a little bit new, which is we are outreaching to the domestic helper community, because obviously a lot of domestic helpers are going to be in their employer's residence the whole day and at night time as well. So they also can be the eyes and ears of the community, and their contribution is very valuable in this. We have, I think, as already reported, we have done a significant amount of work with the village representatives, as well as Mr. Lau Kai Hong, to try to encourage the villages to install CCTV systems, and that has been of quite considerable use to us in inquiries. Obviously, there's a financial implication to this, and the villages basically install the systems themselves. So what can actually be sustained is obviously for the villages themselves. But anything that can be done to provide this kind of information to us will surely be greatly appreciated.
咁或者都請警方，我哋因為其實西貢加坑口都鄉郊都唔係遠啦，其實都好多佢哋接觸好多市民啦。咁即係除咗你哋業主委員會啊，或者同鄉事委員會接觸之後咧，其實都可以同我哋同事可以加強密切聯繫。就係睇下就先，無論裝 CCTV 啊，其他嗰啲商業行動嘅時候，都希望可以聯絡佢哋嚇。陳嘉林議員，
唔該主席。我覺得好有趣，因為佢話佢個 approach 冇乜點變，但佢又講咗啲新嘢出嚟嘅。咁可唔可以講多少少？佢話 engage domestic helper 係點？即係同佢哋傾完，跟住然後佢哋會報料做善人，定即係定係佢哋會幫手巡邏，定係我唔明啊！即係佢哋見到一個陌生人咁就即刻報料。咁但係即係可能有時有 visitor 咁啊。咁可唔可以講多兩句 domestic helper 嗰度其實係幫啲咩啦？咁跟住 CCTV 嗰度咧，我就更加唔明啦，因為其實佢而家喺所有村嗰度都冇。無端端掛了一塊 banner 說有護城計劃，跟住就說這條村咧會有 CCTV 嘅。咁但係個問題你又冇資助到啲村去裝啦，或者冇幫到佢哋去裝啦。咁即係呢塊 banner 係咪淨係靠客嘅啫？咁跟住另外咧都想講一樣，其實我喺教建會度提過嘅，不過即係我醒唔起嗰度冇 po 呢度，既然有咁我就順便講埋，就係即係喺我個區咧曾經發現咗有一單咧，就有個電單車俾人裝咗一嚿好可疑黑色嘅嘢，咁然後佢報警啦，報咗兩次，因為佢自己又裝 CCTV 啊，佢就見到喺 CCTV 就見到有人裝嗰嚿嘢，咁然後佢報警啦，啲警察上到嚟就。佢竟然係問屋主，你係咪有啲圖色糾紛啊？跟住然後又話嗰嚿嘢都應該係淘寶嗰啲 GPS 嚟嘅，冇乜嘢咁。即係你係將即係好彩佢自己有裝 CCTV， 自己有睇到，咁佢拆翻嗰嚿嘢落嚟，咁個佢架車就冇俾人偷到啦。咁但係喺呢件事上面完全係冇協助到，仲要走嚟，佢仲要笑人哋隻狗係傷殘，即係我覺得。我覺得前線嘅警務人員嘅訓練係真係要做翻好啲咯，喺爆即係喺追蹤爆事案呢樣嘢，即係我覺得你哋個 approach 唔變都可能差唔多，但係唔該，即係你哋個訓練咁多年，唔該要好好改善。
兩方面啦，一方面你如果具體嗰個係一個有資料咧，可能會後備一俾翻另外西貢嗰邊嘅同事嚇，等佢哋可以跟進了解。咁就於另外護城計劃同埋嗰個。用工嗰啲係啦，啱啱所謂個支援嚇，或者另外個款式行動，如果大家有補充資料，可以請將軍澳或者西貢嘅同事話俾我哋聽，唔該。
Mr. Chairman, I can supplement a little. There's no great secret here. Domestic helpers are similar to other members of the community. If their awareness is raised to the possibility of strangers possibly being involved in a crime like burglary, then clearly if they see such a thing and their awareness has been raised, then they're more likely to bring the matter to our attention. So it's really as simple as that. Obviously, if we can create some kind of network to enable us to spread information about a particular trend or something, then of course all this helps in raising and maintaining the awareness. So that's basically what we're doing. As far as CCTV, in the rural area, just as in the urban area, that's not really an issue for the police department. Basically, the security of your private residence is the responsibility of the owner themselves. And certainly, we have no funding to enable us to install this kind of CCTV. And furthermore, the residents may, if such a thing was installed by the government, many other problems relating to privacy, data access, etc., would all be created. So the most efficient method is for individual residents to install their own CCTV systems, and if the villagers themselves feel that they would like to band together and produce a village-wide system to which they will allow us to have access when necessary, then clearly that's the most efficient use of the resources.
咁呢個提問，如果冇其他嘢咧，我哋就到呢度。不過希望都警方同我哋同事繼續聯絡翻嚇。